How much are you looking forward to going back to New Orleans? And is it still a special place for you to go and play, considering it's where you grew up?
Yeah, it is a special place, and you know, I grew up going to games there, so you know, it is always a special trip. It'll be my second trip down there, but you know, it's still, you know, I'm really treating it like every other away game. I'm not seeing any family or friends or any sightseeing. I'm going in there, you know, as a business trip, and know that we got a big game. I want to go out there and make sure that our offense and our team is playing our best.
Eli, the first time you were there 2 years ago, you saw how a game can get out of hand a little bit and become a shootout kind of thing. You know, how aware does the offense and you have to be of trying to control what you can control, and you know, in case it's a shootout, to be able to hold up your end?
Well, we just got to concentrate on you know, having our game plan and being, you know, focused and going in there and try to execute to our ability. We know you know, the Saints are a talented offense, but you know, we feel good that, you know, our defense is you know, up to that challenge, and we got to be just prepared and focused just on doing our job and getting ready for their defense, and you know, can't worry about the other factors until the game time.
Eli, something that we've heard a lot this week is about how your offensive line is a prideful group, and they would take last week personally. Can you just sort of, I don't know, give us some, what does that really mean, that they're a prideful group? How do you know that?
Well, I know they work extremely hard, and, you know, they have a lot of, you know, confidence. They have, they study, they prepare, they expect to go out there and play at a high level. And, you know, I expect this week for them to have a great week of practice and go out there and play great against the Saints. So, you know, I know they're, you know, committed to football and you know, try to do everything each week to make sure they're out there and playing at a high level.
Coach was talking just to us before that it might be time to change some things, move the pocket a little bit, go to three-step drops. Are those things that you're into or you'd be open to?
You know, yeah, whatever, you know, they feel is the best, you know, getting first downs and moving the ball. And you know, I don't think it's always that easy to say, oh, we just got to throw a three-step a lot and you know, do a sprint out once or twice, and that's going to change the game. But it's just, you know, I think we just got to be more sound and play better football. I don't think it's about changing things up a whole lot. It's just more about doing, you know, what we're doing it better.
Eli, obviously, you know, your team has had, you know, excellent success on the road at times. What, you know, the last game you won was in New England, a very tough game in a tough environment. Can you just talk about the environment there and what you guys are going to have to overcome and maybe, you know, sum it up from the past to get a hard road win?
Well, yeah, we know playing, you know, the Saints are a very good home team. It's a loud stadium, so it will be loud. We got to try to do our best to you know, just communicate well. You know, try not to let their crowd get into the game. If we can, you know, try to, you know, start fast and move the ball and don't give up, you know, big plays to their defense. It should, you know, should always help the occasion. But you know, it's just about you know, being consistent and obviously if we're making calls, everybody communicate, not having false starts, things like that, where you're going backwards and you know, getting the crowd pumped up.
Eli, at what point in a quarterback's career does the game start to slow down a little bit when you feel you're more in control rather than, you know, everything kind of being a frenzy around you?
Well, I think just when you start to understand what you're doing. I don't think there's a time frame. I think it's just a matter of, you know, when you know the offense inside and out, and you know, have good, you know, understanding protections, and you just you know, have a plan of what you're doing, and when that, you know, all of a sudden that plan doesn't work, you have a backup plan.
When did that start to happen for you?
I don't have an exact time for you, really.